nobody involved in hockey has was prepared to deal with these circumstances. So we're learning as we go, and we're trying to make prudent choices, and hoping the people smarter than us are doing the right thing.
Is there any hope for a resumption of the season?
Yeah. You know, there is. The season is not canceled at this point. It's paused. So, you know, like I said, this is not a dry ice dogs decision. It's not a Superior International Junior Hockey League decision. This is from the CJHL and Hockey Canada. So, you know, we're waiting as these people attempt to navigate these murky waters and try to figure out what the next best step is. They're dealing with a big picture situation like we are as individuals, trying to deal with a common sense approach to day-to-day life with the current climate. But we just don't know what that looks like day-to-day. So, you know, they made a prudent decision to pause things for now so they can take a breath and see what we're dealing with. What that is next, tomorrow or next week, we don't know. So it's impossible to predict what there's going to be, what's going to happen, but in terms of hope, of course, there's always hope.
Short term, how does this impact the team? What's the direction for the team?
The team's here. So the coach met with the players this morning and talked to them and is trying to articulate the situation to the team in plain language and so that everybody is on the same page. We cannot practice. We cannot run a sanctioned team events at this point, so we are definitely in a holding pattern. The team is just like us. They're hoping for tomorrow to have new information and new positive changes. Of course, this is the primary issue being the health and well-being of our players and our staff and our fans. You know, we're waiting to find out what the best course of action is there.
And to end, what message would you have for fans?
Well, it's a tough spot for everybody. You know, I'm in a situation too where I got 100 people wanting to ask me what the case is, what the situation is. But you know, there's people that I'm asking for information too. We're waiting for directive from our governing bodies. Okay, so it's not dry and ice dog decision to try and say yes we're playing tomorrow or no the season's canceled. That's not what we're up to here. We're waiting to see what the proper directive is from the associations that govern us. So for fans, I mean, I'm hoping that I can give some clarity in the next couple of days. We will be meeting again as a Board of Governors with the SIGHL early next week. And I'm in constant contact with the members of the Ice Dog Board to try to figure out what's next. But right now, there's just not a heck of a lot of clarity. The one thing that we talked about there, we're just trying to advocate for common sense in a time when we don't really know what that looks like. But it's just, the way that we manage our day-to-day lives right now is the way that we're trying to operate the team. Just what's the next best thing? Nobody's really prepared to deal with the circumstances we're presently faced with, but we will, and that's just the nature of things, right? That's the nature of people, that's the nature of our community, that's the nature of our team. We move forward, and we will. There's going to be some fallout, of course, if things go poorly. We could lose the season. We'll deal with that then. Right now, we're still in that stage where we're hoping that it's not over.